Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is the Brian Lehrer Show podcast. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but everything we do is available on demand at WNYC.org. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC podcasts are supported by Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, New Jersey, providing comprehensive centers in cardiovascular services, interventional radiology, and cancer care. More information at www.holyname.org.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and I want to invite you to subscribe for free to get our Brian Lehrer Show daily podcast. Every Monday, we'll send you our Monday Morning Politics segment to download and listen to at your convenience, and we'll pick one segment to feature on each of the other days of the week. Last week's podcasts included religion scholar Karen Armstrong and our analysis of the World Trade Center 9/11 tapes. To sign up for our free daily podcast, just go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, a call-in for anyone who has seen the trailer for the film Flight 93. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And as you may already know, Flight 93 is a movie coming out later this month that depicts in real time the hijacking and crash of United Flight 93 on September 11th. That, of course, was the plane that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after passengers heard about the World Trade Center attacks and tried to take the plane back from the hijackers. Now, part of why the film is so disturbing, or is likely to be so disturbing, only the trailer is out so far, is that it's in real time, which means the exact amount of time as the events took in real life. And of course, the trailer can't be in real time, but it was so disturbing to audiences at the big Lincoln Square 12-plex at Broadway and 68th Street that the theater decided to pull it. So have you seen the trailer? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And if so, how did you react to it? Should it be shown? Should it be shown in New York, where 9/11 hit us personally? 212-433-WNYC. And we'll also talk about this with two guests who will help us take your calls: Sharon Waxman, who covers the movie industry and wrote about this in the New York Times yesterday, and Owen Gleiberman, film critic for Entertainment Weekly. Owen Gleiberman, welcome back. Sharon Waxman, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Brian.
Owen, you've seen this trailer. Are you surprised at the reaction?
No, not really. When I saw it, the audience had a palpable reaction to it.
Where were you?
I was in one of the multiplexes on 42nd Street. I think it was the AMC Empire. It was on a Sunday afternoon, and I was. It was a showing of Inside Man, the Spike Lee hit, and it was a fairly full crowd. And you know, usually these trailers just come on one after another for the action film or the Ben Stiller comedy, and the audience watches them in a state of indifference. They're just kind of loud, noisy commercials. This one came on. It was gripping. I think the trailer makes clear that this is a serious film, not an attempt to exploit 9/11, that it's really an examination of what happened and what those events meant. And when it was over, there was a kind of a silence. You could hear some murmuring. The crowd was clearly very affected by it. I don't think it's simply because it was a New York audience. I would imagine that audiences all over the country would react to the trailer in that way. And when I first read reports about it being pulled, I mean, as a journalist, my instinctive response anytime I see anything in the culture that's being pulled out of a theater, I have an instinct to say, oh, is this being suppressed? But in the reports I read, the people who had objected to it, and specifically families of the 9/11 victims, they weren't. None of the quotes I read said that they thought this film shouldn't be shown. They were simply questioning whether the trailer might seem kind of sensational. Obviously, there's going to be a different reaction in New York City in that sense to this than in the rest of the country.
And of course, I didn't really object to it. The context must have something to do with it, showing at theaters in Manhattan, as you say, and same film on that Upper West Side screen, the new Spike Lee thriller. So people may not have been in their news watching reality mindset, settling in for some entertaining trailers, and then pow. Sharon Waxman was the studio that released this trailer in anticipation of this film or advance of this film prepared for anything like this?
I think they were surprised that some people were upset to the point where they asked that the trailer be pulled. Their official line is that they're not surprised at all, but I think that they're proud of the fact that they've been taking a lot of pains to be very sensitive to the families of United 93 and to general public sensitivities and to the families, to the victims of 9/11 generally. And the fact that, and they're very proud of the fact that the film is opening the Tribeca Film Festival a few days before its general release. So they probably, they had a prepared response to it, if you like. You know, they said, well, you know, we really felt that the trailer should reflect the movie. Otherwise, you know, we don't want to have people coming to see the movie who are going to be shocked and offended by this experience that maybe they're not ready for. So we wanted the trailer to reflect what the movie experience was. But I really think that what's going on is that perhaps they didn't take into account that New York might have a different and more raw reaction to the trailer than even other parts of the country.
And we are going to play now a 40-second excerpt of the audio from the trailer. So if anyone thinks this is going to be too disturbing to you, turn off your radio for a few seconds. But here is 40 seconds of the audio from this trailer for the movie Flight 93.
Two aircraft hit the World Trade Center. Just left Newark. The weather was beautiful.
Angel! Angel!
We have a plane headed toward the Capitol.
What the hell is wrong out there?
May we engage, sir?
I am on a plane that has been hijacked.
Yes, sir. I got F-16s turning and burning towards Washington.
Two planes just hit the World Trade Center.
Nobody's going to help us.
We have to do something right now.
Colonel, I need rules of engagement.
Do we shoot this flight down?
We have to do it now, because we know what happens if we just sit here and do nothing.
Austin in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello, Austin.
Yes, hello, Brian. I'm out here in the snow at the moment, but I saw the film this weekend at the Lowe's Theater at the Village, in the Village in front of Inside Man, and it was amazing that the crowd became so quiet during the trailer, and immediately afterwards, the new Jennifer Aniston film trailer came on, the breakup film, and people went right back to their popcorn. It was as if they were like caught in the headlines for a moment, and then they went right back into normal sort of vegetative state for the film. It was quite strange, actually.
Thank you for your call. Paul in Jersey City, you're on WNYC.
Hi. Over here at Newport Cinema, you could hear people booing in the audience to that trailer, because I think people immediately sensed the commercialization of a national tragedy is just a really bad thing to do. I think it's reprehensible for producers to make a buck off of this story. If one of the victims' families is involved, I think one of them wrote a book about it. If it's based on that book, you know, maybe there's something to talk about, but I just see this as re-victimizing the victims' families. I mean, how can you see it otherwise? There's nothing documentary involved in this. This is sensationalism and commercialization of a tragedy.
Oh, and in a minute, I'm going to let you defend the film.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet, or
the idea of the film. But Sharon, I know you have to go in a minute.
Yeah.
So again, from the industry standpoint, he's talking about people booing a trailer.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Far be it for me to be the spokesperson for Universal Studios, but just for information's sake, they did enlist the cooperation of all but one of the families, of the 40 families on United, involved, I'm sorry, the families of the 40 individuals on United 93, and it has more or less received their blessing. They have not yet seen the film. And the only other thing that I'd point out is it's sort of interesting, two things. One is that there have already been two TV movies that did essentially the same thing, that were reenactments, you know, docudramas. One was a documentary, one was a docudrama about the exact same thing. So the question is really only, in one sense, size and scale, because when you see it on TV, there was I didn't hear any of these kinds of protests. There were some things about is it the right time, is it not? And it was just a couple of months ago. It was on A&E. And now the question is, but maybe there's some issue of it being 60 feet tall that, and the impact of that, that takes it to so much of a different level that this caller finds it this sensationalizing and making money off of it, whereas when it's on television.
And just before you go, you did quote someone in your article yesterday referring to the difference between watching a film and a trailer, because you elect to see the film, but you're not prepared necessarily when you see a trailer. Is this a difference that film producers take into account?
You know, I think that that's something that probably the studio didn't think about too much, is that you elect to see a film, but you don't elect to see a trailer. And I think that that is a lot of the nature of the discussion that we're having today, is that to have a trailer imposed on you. But on the other hand, the studio does need people to show up and see the movie. By the way, it's a very small movie. The budget of the movie was only $15 million. It's quite small by Universal standards.
Sharon Waxman wrote about the Flight 93 trailer being pulled from one Upper West Side movie theater, the big 12-plex at Broadway and 68th Street yesterday. She wrote about it in yesterday's New York Times. And I know you've got to go. Sharon, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
And Owen Gleiberman is still with us, film critic for Entertainment Weekly. And Owen, to the previous caller, you do have the impression that this is a serious film, not an exploitive film. And as Sharon was saying, the producers actually reached out to the family members of the people who died on Flight 93.
Yeah, I think they've made it in a scrupulous way. I haven't seen United 93 yet, so I don't want to talk about it that much. The one thing that gives me hope that this could be actually a powerful and honest examination of these events is that it has an extraordinary filmmaker. Paul Greengrass, the director of the film, made a movie before called Bloody Sunday, which was a kind of docudrama reenactment of the 1969 Bloody Sunday massacre in Northern Ireland. And it was really an amazing film in which it made you feel you were right at the center of this as it was happening. It was not an exploitation film.
And
it was really an attempt to see what happened and really restage it psychologically, emotionally, politically.
And again, we should mention that this film has been selected to open the Tribeca Film Festival later this month. And, of course, the Tribeca Film Festival was started specifically to help the revival of Lower Manhattan economically after 9/11. I want to take another...
Absolutely. And so one hopes that the studio is not exploiting 9/11. But I have an even more passionate disagreement with that caller, which is that in the 1970s, the films that were our popular entertainment engaged the issues of the day. They were about topics like Watergate, Vietnam. They were willing to show us the darkest sides of our culture. And audiences turned out for them. I'm talking about movies like All the President's Men, Chinatown, and, of course, the various Vietnam films that came out. No one thought that those films were exploiting our national tragedies. I think that what this movie represents, coming on the heels of some of the topical films we had last year that were nominated for Oscars, is Hollywood taking yet another step toward trying to bring the issues of the day into the multiplex. Now, in the case of 9/11, there's no precedent for that. We're dealing with an event that is still so raw that it may be even a much edgier thing than making films about Vietnam, and recall how long we waited before we did that, a number of years after the war ended.
Right.
Nevertheless, I think this represents our movies potentially returning to serious themes, adult themes, the issues that are really preoccupying the culture.
Right. Let me talk to some more. Let's hear from some more callers who have seen the trailer in one theater or another. Jerry in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jerry.
Hello. I also saw it with Inside Man, the Spike Lee movie, and my reaction at first was surprising to myself. I just didn't realize how shocking it was going to be, and I didn't even notice the reaction of the audience, because I almost had tears in my eyes for that second, and I turned to my lover and I said. I'm shocked at how I feel, actually, and I wasn't even thinking of the trailer until afterwards. And I also said to my lover, we should watch Bloody Sunday because it's a great movie.
Jerry, thank you very much. Allegra in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allegra.
Hi, I was in the Upper West Side Theater that pulled it, and I went to complain. I'm sort of pleasantly surprised that they did pull it, though when I went and talked to the person that I talked to, it sort of, I felt like I was talking to, you know, it didn't really matter that I was saying this, and I felt really conflicted because I was so emotionally overwhelmed when it happened. I just felt like this sort of, I was getting drowned by a wave, and it was the caught by surprise thing that was really bad, and it sort of almost seemed dangerous to be going to movies then because I just needed to sit by the aisle so I could run out and not be there for the movie.
Allegra, thank you very much. Trina in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Trina.
Hi, good morning. I was at the Battery Park Theater on Saturday evening, actually, right by Ground Zero, going to see Inside Man. And actually, people in the theater gasped. One person ran out, I don't know, and she did come back in later. And they do reference the World Trade Center and the two airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
During the trailer, and I guess what I would say, my friend and I who went, is why not disclose it to the people in the theater beforehand, because we were so close, like I said, we were right there in Tribeca, and we found it disturbing. I don't think they should pull the movie. They have the right to make the movie, but why not disclose it? It was so raw for so many people.
Thank you very much. Owen, do you think there's a way to do that? And I'm actually kind of surprised that it was only pulled from this one theater on the Upper West Side, and judging from these reactions, not more broadly, at least in this area.
I think that the studio did a good job of bringing out this trailer. I don't think it's anyone's fault, but I think it's legitimate, the shock that people are feeling at this. We haven't had a movie like this about 9/11 before. And more to the point, when it does come in the middle of all these trailers for Jennifer Aniston movies and stuff, I think it's a real jolt. It's a sign that movies potentially are returning to dealing with these kinds of issues, and it's really been so long since they've done that that the entire movie-going audience is not expecting that. I think potentially this film could mark a turnaround in or a turning point in the relationship between the audience and the movie industry and what they expect from films. And maybe a few months down the line, in August, when Oliver Stone's movie 9/11 about 9/11
film
called World Trade Center comes out, will be adjusted to the idea that even the trailer, this shocking and this dark, is part of what movies can be about and should be about.
By the way, in case you're interested in seeing this trailer, I'll be hosting a television program tonight on which we will show the trailer and talk more about it. That'll be at 7:30 tonight on CUNY TV, Channel 75, on New York City cable systems, or on their website at CUNY.TV. And Owen, just in our last few seconds here, just give us 20 seconds on the idea of a real-time movie. This takes place in real time, I guess, like the TV show 24.
Right, exactly. Well, I think that I don't want to be offensive in saying this, but that makes it sound like the movie could be, among other things, very exciting to watch, in addition to being potentially very horrifying and scary to watch. And the way that movies work, I think you see this in a film like Saving Private Ryan, is that they are entertainment. And so I don't think it's going to be wrong if this movie
is
gripping to
find
audiences
out in
as
a few weeks when it comes out. Owen Gleiberman, film critic for Entertainment Weekly, thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC, New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other podcasts at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.